Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Bruton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy, from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Ed, the government shutdown was a bit of a flash in the pan. America did stall for a bit, but it's back up and running again. Last week, you said the Democrats were on the side of the angels and should go ahead with the shutdown. What's the strategy they've used, and were they in the right?
They blinked. And they didn't need to. So they lost a few of their hard left people. And they gained probably a few Republicans, so it's a 50-50 thing for them. The Republicans are in a difficult position because they're the ones saying 85% of the people want DACA, which is the so-called illegal immigrants. So now they've got to come up with a program that delivers that. And Schumer's saying, you can build a wall if you want. I think they could care less about the wall. Obama had already built a third of it, so go for it. And you fight your own Republican friends who need those workers in the fields about this wall. We're just going to stand back and watch that happen. The long game is this. November 2018. The Republicans want to have a program that they can put before the people. They're stumbling. What's it going to be? They've done the tax cuts. They can't say they're going to change Obamacare. People are angry with where that is now. So where do they go? Well, a lot of them will just get out of town. I think we're going to see a lot more Republicans leaving office. The Democrats, on the other hand, better come up with something. Because if DACA goes through, what else do they have to offer? And they can't just be against Trump. So we have a situation where the Democrats are hoping to win by the Republicans losing. As Napoleon said, never charge your enemy while they're in disarray. Let them defeat themselves. And I think that's what the Democrats are going to try to do.
In this sort of short game at the moment, following the shutdown, reports are saying White House Republicans have two objectives. That is, keep Trump away from Twitter and keep him away from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Are the grown-ups trying to take charge, or what's happening?
No, I think they're just trying to keep things better balanced. If he goes more on Twitter, he's making a very bad case for himself when he goes before Mueller, because he will not remember what he said. Mueller has it all. This business about him being under oath or not under oath, Hillary wasn't under oath. You can't lie to the FBI. When you talk to the FBI, you're under oath automatically. So this is another canard they're throwing up. And so Mueller is saying, no, you're not under oath. But let me remind you that if you lie to the FBI, it's the same thing. You go to jail. Can he be in any conversation with anyone for 3 or 4 hours and not tell a lie? I don't think that's possible. We haven't seen it yet, but we'll see it in the future. He surprised his lawyers by saying yesterday that he would have an interview with Mueller. And then he kind of backtracked. He said, well, I have to talk to my lawyers. Too late now. When you submitted yourself to an interview, it's over. And the courts have already said, when Nixon said he wasn't going to do that, you must. Mueller doesn't need a subpoena. He has the full authority. So Mueller's going to have a lot of tough questions about how he is attempting to obstruct justice. The most recent obstructions are with the FBI, calling the new FBI director and asking him to fire the deputy. That is obstruction of justice. Does the man have no brains? So what will this mean? Certainly he will be up for obstruction of justice. The Democrats would probably like to keep him there, at least until November 2018. So impeachment, they just want to keep him on his heels. And he will dig a bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger hole. That's what the Democrats are playing on.
Of course, when we talk about obstruction in the FBI right now, there were reports this week that before he appointed him as acting FBI chief, Andrew McCabe, Trump did ask Andrew McCabe how he voted in the 2016 election. And McCabe apparently said he didn't vote at all. But this is being seen once again as Trump kind of angling, trying to angle a oath of loyalty out of a public servant, as if he's sort of the CEO of a company rather than the president of the United States.
Well, that's an illegal act.
Mm.
Your political loyalties, religion, race, and so forth can never be used on a job application, even at McDonald's. So it certainly can't be used in a job application by the president of the United States. I don't know where this man is coming from. That just cannot be done. It's a no-no.
Mm. And the Russia probe in Congress right now, some are saying that the Republicans are more interested in protecting Trump than solving the Russia problem. Certainly the Republicans seem to be politicizing the Congress investigation and the FBI investigation to a great degree. What's your take?
Well, this is what's happening. Nunes has drafted this memo, I don't know whether it's 10 or 15 pages, where he's taken excerpts from various pieces of testimony and made it sound like the FBI were doing very cavalier, illegal, and dumb things. So he takes a line where a person says, well, we went down this road and we didn't find anything. He doesn't put the next line, but by having gone down that it exposed this.
Hmm.
And so what's happened is the Department of Justice has sent him a letter saying if he puts that memo out, he is in violation of the law. Now, they haven't said what the consequences are for that, because I've never heard of a congressman being arrested for violating the law unless it was something really serious and usually external to the Congress, because you have immunity when you're in the Congress. But the Department of Justice, Jeff Sessions runs the Department of Justice. So where do we go with this? What I would do if I were the Democrats is have every member of the Democratic Party go in that room where the document is, read it, and reissue their own reports. That would just blow it up. Nunes is really heading in the wrong direction. He's already said he's not going to run again. So what he's trying to do is get another soft job before he gets out. He's looking for a job in this administration. But to defile, to destroy the FBI to get it is a bit too much.
Now, on this topic, when we're talking about investigation right now, the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, still no security clearance in spite of working quite closely with the president, obviously being quite close to the president, is viewed as a security risk due to Israeli, Russian, and now Chinese links. This is very interesting times we live in.
Yes, well, Jared Kushner has been on a long leash, and he has, of his own accord, met with the Chinese, with the FBI saying, don't do that. It's not that he's doing something where he didn't know. He was told not to do this. The Chinese trade people are all agents for the Chinese government. They're not there to talk about trade. They're there to figure out how they can compromise you. The same thing was told to him about the Russians. And again, he's violated those regulations. So he can't get a security clearance. What's going to happen to Jared? I think the president has already jettisoned Jared. He hasn't mentioned him in weeks. He knows that a big case of money laundering is going in Jared's direction. And he will let Jared swing. Just listen to this space. I would say by June, Jared will be before a court, not a federal court, a state court, under money laundering and other crimes against international, what do you call it, espionage, trade, etc. And the president will let him fall.
And as you've said regarding Trump this morning, Trump's in Davos. When the polls are down, get out of town. He's had some interesting things to say while in Davos, though, namely that reports of tension in the British-American relationship was a false rumour, and that the Israel-Palestine peace talks are struggling, basically on the back burner right now, unless Palestine come to the table in a big way. What's going on?
Well, he's told Palestine that she won't receive any U.S. aid. Hundreds of millions of dollars go to Palestine, voted for by the Congress. The president, again, he's making the same silly mistake. He does not give aid to Palestine. It's the Congress of the United States. And Democratic and Republican congressmen will vote for that aid bill. And he has no course of action. His trade minister has no course of action but to deliver that, unless he wants to veto the entire foreign policy. So he's just talking off the top of his head. Now, his British relationships. Britain needs the United States right now. It's very clear that the Europeans are going to punish Great Britain. And Great Britain is really the international court for trade. If they cannot do a deal with the United States and another deal with some of the Asian countries, Great Britain is sunk. What's the last product you bought that was called British? They are a trade spot. So the United States needs them because the U.S. is not in the TPP. The United States is talking about getting out of NAFTA. So here are two weak parties that are snuggling up. God only knows what's going to happen next. But Trump cannot visit Great Britain. So we have a situation where this is going to be love at a distance.
And just circling around on the shutdown for one final point, this occurred on Trump's one-year anniversary since entering the presidency. This was a shutdown that would not have happened without Trump's leadership, leadership in inverted commas there, and countries like China were absolutely crowing. A reminder, Ed, Trump is the face America is showing to the world. Most people, they aren't reading the Post every day. They only catch these big moments in time. Any thoughts?
Well, Trump is sinking in the world polls. We keep concentrating on what's happening in the U.S. polls, where he stays around 34%, the lowest in history. But in the world polls, and that is with the world governments, he's much lower than that. This poses a huge risk to the United States in several ways. One of them that people don't think about is some of those people from other countries are acting as undercover agents for the United States, giving the United States information. If that flow of information stops, the United States is in very grave trouble. So here, the soft diplomacy that's being played by China, winning friends all over the place, not objecting to the TPP, etc., moving in to the South China Sea and so on, pushing the North Koreans, they are winning this game. And the United States is losing, and it's going to be at Trump's doorstep.
Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.